Hey, Zal Pals, archivers, and everyone in between. This is a podcast. Pasco.
This is Uber Nerd 527.
And this is Andrew in the closet. But I'm not in a closet.
Yeah, you are.
in our hearts, you're right. I'm in the closet of your heart. That frightens me.
We are just getting our convention hangover. We are in our phases of our convention hangover.
No, it's just starting for me.
Yeah, the hangover starting?
Yeah, it's starting.
It has begun.
The con is done as we speak right now.
Yeah, there's no more. Well, it goes on until 8 o'clock, the other activities, but I think
no, it's done.
Oh, it's done.
Done.
It's done. It's after 8 o'clock.
It's done.
I'm still in Louisiana time.
Wow. This whole thing already just fell apart. Yeah. We just want to let our audience know that we have plenty of coverage that is yet to be on the website, that will be on the website shortly this week.
We apologize for not being on
it. It was crazy.
We thought we were going to get a podcast in on, like, what, Tuesday?
Hell no.
We were expecting that. And then the minute we get in, or the minute I got in,
it was craziness.
It all went to hell in a handbasket.
Well, not even that. Like, we expected to do on-site stuff Friday. We wanted to do a podcast at the con on Saturday. What the hell were you thinking?
We did a podcast on Saturday.
Sort of. We did our interviews. We talked to a lot of great people, a lot of great artists.
Right. Artists, cosplayers.
Industry professionals.
Yes.
Writers, inkers, artists, creators.
And even a real life superhero.
Yeah. We pretty much covered all bases. And we just want to let our audience know that all that greatness, everything we consumed and absorbed for the last 3 days,
and all the lack of sleep that we got, will be
wrung out like a sponge and put into new media and given to you.
I like how you say new media. Like, this is this damn here new media. This Twitter, if you didn't podcast.
If you didn't know what new media was, you wouldn't be able to listen to this podcast or even on the website.
I still have to tell my dad we do a radio show.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't understand what a podcast. All right, go ahead.
So while we have everyone on the mic and we have a little bit of time, let's talk about the really cool stuff we did. All of us were together on Saturday morning. Yeah. We did one panel together, or we viewed one panel. We didn't do a panel.
We did
the Voice Actors Gone Wild, which kind of covered all of our bases.
Yeah,
more Uber Nerds wheelhouse.
To explain real quick, when it says Voice Actors Gone Wild, it's not like that kind of Gone Wild.
No, it's not like Girls Gone Wild. You don't throw them T-shirts and they flash us.
Which is a Florida-based thing, but this is different.
So you want to Uber Nerd, why don't you explain what the panel is all about?
Well, the panel basically is a whole bunch of professional voice actors, and they they actually read a script from a movie that we would all know. And they do it in their voices that they're more popular for. For example, they were doing the script to Back to the Future.
They did Back to the Future, mm-hmm. And we had, was it six voice actors?
I think it was like five or six, something along those lines.
Five.
Can we name them all?
Yes. Rob Paulson, Tress yes. McNeil, yes. Jess Harnell,
yep.
Troy Baker, yes. And the last one was Gray Delisle.
Great
Griffin.
I love how you like shut your eyes and you're like, let me go back to the place. You're like Sherlock on Benedict Cumberbatch on Sherlock. You're just like, let me go back into the library of my mind.
That's right, I did. I went back to the library of my mind.
It was like almost 2 hours. They did.
We decimal.
They did a ton of content. It was a lot of fun. A lot of laughs.
It was.
A really good panel.
Oh, man.
Hilarious.
After that, though, it turned into a sea of people. Yeah, you're right. We were literally... Troy Baker made me cry a lot this weekend, which I will talk about on a later podcast.
I must have no soul. I must be a ginger, because I didn't cry at all this weekend.
Wow.
Well, anyways, we're just going to segue. We did a panel with
Jimmy Palamotti.
Motti, which is my new friend now. Well, I had a brief conversation.
Yeah, I had a brief conversation. Darwin Cook. And can you remember the third person's name?
Bob Layton, because I introduced myself to him and we talked to him. So now I remember
now
him.
Now you remember.
I couldn't remember his name. I'm like, Flynn Boyle? Matt?
Sam Flint? You're
Matt Boyle? Yeah. I couldn't remember.
Is his name
it.
Jules Verne?
Yeah, that was
Sam
it. That
Flynn?
Was
it. Is he like, dude, you're saying all nothing but fictional characters. He's a real man.
And he was really cool. If anyone doesn't know who he is, he wrote... And drew
Iron Man.
Invincible Iron Man. But basically what you know of Iron Man now is because
of Bob Layton.
Of Matt Boyle.
Jesus.
Bob Layton. Bob Layton. And that was a lot of fun too, even though that really didn't have a format. They kind of were just like, ask us questions. And it was just really open. It was supposed to be about
kind of like
how
us.
They transfer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except we don't have total strangers with like five apples in their backpack. Just
oh,
like
oh man, there was some weird stuff
row.
Going on that day. Well, Uber Nerd, what did you catch that we missed? What other panel did you do?
I actually didn't do any of the panels. I spent the rest of the day just going around the show floor.
Spending money.
Talking to some of the local artists and stuff. I have an interview with one of my friends, Kristen Pauline, who's an artist who was in Artist Alley, and she talks about her artwork and stuff like that. So very excited to see that on video form.
I tell you what, this is my third con this year. Or within a year's time.
Right.
And this was the busiest Artist Alley I've ever seen.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
Yes.
Like, there was longer lines for people to buy independent artist anime than there was meet George Perez.
It was weird. I've gone to San Diego Comic Con about maybe three or four times.
Oh, you've never brought that up before.
Shut up. But I'm just saying, like, it... And I guess maybe it's because they just... They have such a system that they're very organized and they know how to not keep it so crowded. I've never seen an Artist Alley quite
every hard. Day.
Every day. Every
Friday, as soon as we got in there, we were supposed to do interviews right away with Justin Peterson. We had arranged, and he was hot and pushing product right out the door. Like, he was busy. We did interview him, Justin Peter, and he was super cool. He was really, really nice. Also, independent artist.
It took us 2 days to get that interview, though, because it was so busy on Friday.
And it was busy today. But
he
made time. He was super
really
cool. Other local artists we did were Arthur Ball, who is from Atlanta. Justin Orr from Oakland, it's really, really nice. Yeah. And a bunch of other artists that we talked to that we unfortunately didn't get to record for a reason we will go into later.
Yeah, we'll go into it later. But we've already talked to them. We're going to set up.
And there's going to be this is not a one-time, at the con, we talked about artists and local artists and stuff like that. This will now be ongoing on Zowie and on Arcade Archives in the future. And it's hopefully...
We got some really cool artists and really
cool... And really cool vendors and stuff like that. What else did we do? We didn't really do... We did one celebrity meet and greet, and I did that today.
I met Olivia Olson.
That's right.
Who is the voice of Marceline the Vampire Queen and Doofenshmirtz's daughter in Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
She was really, really nice. The only thing I wanted to tell her that I didn't say,
you. I'm carrying your child.
No. No, no, no.
It's like Junior, part two. No,
no.
Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger put in Uber Nerd.
No. But she has an amazing singing voice, and she does a lot of songs and stuff.
Did you ask her to sing?
No. She's... recorded songs, if you watch Phineas and Ferb and stuff like that, Adventure Time, she actually sings a lot, and she has an amazing voice.
You're just like, there's a karaoke bar in Little Korea down in Winter Park. We're going to go sing.
No, I don't have a singing voice.
We're going to go sing Lady Marmalade after this. That's going to be genius. No, that's really cool, man. I know we were just talking about before we recorded this some of the experiences and stuff we have, which we will obviously bleed into our upcoming podcast on Cartoon Connoisseur and on the 52 Now. Basically, anything that has my voice.
You look how I feel.
I feel exhausted. I couldn't even eat dinner. I'm just like, oh my God. All that energy, like, it was like way high.
Gone.
I crashed, man. I need like con rehab.
Yeah, by 3 o'clock that day, I had made a terrible mistake by bringing a messenger bag with me full of all the stuff. And by 3 o'clock, I couldn't lift that thing. And that thing didn't weigh hardly anything.
I'll tell you the worst thing I did at the con, I'll never do it again. We tried to do on Saturday light cosplay. Just kind of like we would look cool, and we didn't. We started strong, and we looked slick.
We were in the food court area outside,
and we were doing good.
We were doing great.
But the problem I made is I wore a Captain Cold, and if anyone knows how that costume is kind of laid out, he has a gold belt, but underneath he has a white holster belt for his gun. And I'm like, oh, I'll just wear both belts on top of itself.
Is that two belts, one holster?
It essentially, yes. The issue with that maximum capacity, limited bathrooms, and you're trying to stand there undoing two belts while you hid the buckles away from yourself is the most difficult thing I ever did. It was like a trap from Saw. Which made me nervous.
That sounds really painful.
Because Carrie...
Carrie Fisher walked in.
No, Carrie Yules is from Saw. I've heard of like, oh my God, this is happening to me. I'm going to die.
Carrie Yules came in?
Carrie Yules, yeah. He's from the first one. We started filming the sequel.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Wow.
I never watched Saw.
Hey, you see that joke that's flying? Dead. Dead on arrival. Anyways, I will never do it again. I'll custom make something different. And it was weird because the con was actually kind of cool, like cold inside. So we were in jackets. It wasn't bad.
Well, day one, we didn't wear jackets.
And we were cold.
It was freezing cold. Like, we're wearing jackets. And I brought my green leather jacket. You brought your cool Captain Cold jacket. We were set.
Yeah.
For all day Saturday.
And then as soon as you step outside, you realize how exhausted you are. Yeah. And then the Florida humidity hits you like a wall.
I don't know. The sales floor when I was there on Saturday was just... Hot.
Well, that's probably body
and pushing.
It was.
No, it was just.
No,
hot.
That's how everyone was. They were hot and pushing their way through Artist Alley. Yeah.
Artist Alley was like literally we were crammed in like sardines. We couldn't move a lot of times, you know, to like get to different. Like I was trying to get from one side of the place to the other. It took me probably about 5 or 6 minutes to do so.
It was. I'll tell you what. Comparison to last year, this was a really good con.
Yes,
it was
definitely
organized better. It was in a better hall. Anyone who
you
didn't
guys
go,
gave me nightmare stories about this.
It
con
was
as
last
we
Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday
yeah,
last
yeah.
year was a nightmare.
I was terrified to go in. I thought I was going to be decapitated by some anime kid or something. And
he's
going to
get beat
happen?
Up by homies.
You did that. It happened.
No,
I liked
I was
what
waiting
they
for somebody to stab me in the neck with a pencil like in San Diego a few years ago.
I didn't talk to a single person our age and our group of friends who went and everything else that did not complain about anime kids last year because they were everywhere because there wasn't enough room for them. They gave them their entire wing
this year. Yeah.
They're like, here's a hallway. Yeah. Anime Sushi they gave them like 7 rooms and they're like, you guys live here. And all of them stayed in that area. It was like daycare for cosplayers. It was fantastic. Fantastic. They didn't do that every day.
Well, I mean, they're no parental supervision whatsoever, so, you know, they're mostly kids.
Dave.
But, I mean, God bless anime. We're not bashing anime, but.
Dave, what did I tell you about saying things like that? Because now I got this idea in my head about, like, Muppet Babies, but
with
anime cosplayers. Anime babies.
I think
they just speak nothing but, like, some words in Japanese that they know, like, nani?
Anyways,
what are those called?
Don't say stuff like that.
We're asking.
Are
this is
that what they're called?
This is unraveling fast. So I'm just gonna let
it's
all
a
of our
day for us in that case.
It
that
is
true.
We're gonna let all the listeners know that we will be our coverage will be coming every day this week in one way in video, audio, pictures, teletype. Dot matrix paper.
Smoke signals.
Smoke signals. Yes.
Smoke signals.
Ray guns out doing it on top of Disney right. Quest right now.
SOS.
Anyways, we want to thank everyone for listening this far. Please come back and follow our coverage of cosplay.
MegaCon.
MegaCon. For our cosplay independent artists. And obviously, we'll be talking more later in the week on our personal podcasts about the event. So for now, I'm Podcast Pasco.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Uber Nerd.
All right, guys. Stay listening.